Hi, and welcome to this episode of Leap. I'm so excited because I have my first guest here with me, Laquita Monley. Y'all say, yeah! So before we get started, let me offer a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another opportunity to be in this space. Lord, I ask that you go before us, make the crooked places straight, and let this episode glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Laquita, let me tell you a little bit about Laquita. Now, I must tell you about Laquita as I know Laquita. Okay, so I'm going to tell you, just as many other women, she wears many hats. But if I had one word to describe Laquita, it would be servant. She serves God, she serves her family, and she serves the community. And it has been a pleasure, a joy to get to know her better over these last 2 years. A couple years back, I think we've been knowing each other, what, 6 years, 7 years? Somewhere around there.
I got to figure out and go
so somewhere between, I don't know. Well, we attended church, New Life Christian Fellowship Center in Vilseck, Germany together. And that's where we initially met. But let me tell you, and you'll learn more about this later, that Laquita has been one that I could go to. You could say I've modeled her. I've seen her in the space. I've seen her be consistent, and I've been blessed by her. She is truly a coach, teacher, mentor, international speaker, and part of the John Maxwell team. Laquita, tell us a little more about yourself.
Oh, man. I think I like your intro just fine, but all of the stuff you said are the hats that I wear, but for me, the things that bring the most value to my life is the fact that I am a wife, a mom, and now a grandmother. So if somebody wants to take anything away from what I say today, it would be that this woman of God has found value in living out her God-given purpose through her roles as wife, mom.
You go, girl. You go, girl. That right there was a word. You have found your purpose. You found your purpose. And in talking about your purpose, some of the things you've been doing is you have mastermind classes. Tell us about those mastermind classes.
So the masterminds, I have them on different things. The majority of them are centered around the curriculum that I am able to administer through the John Maxwell team. Right now I have one coming up, as a matter of fact, this month on Thursday. So I have one getting ready to come up, and it's on Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. And this one is all about the importance of what connection really means and what communication really means. And we can use that in every aspect of our life. We can use it for ministry. We can use it in our marriages. We can use it in our relationships, whether they be platonic or romantic relationships. Communication is key. Connection
Stop right
is key.
There.
One of the ones.
Say that again. Communication. What?
Communication and connection is key. Those two things need to go together. Those two things have got to go together. Effective communication. I was taught by my spiritual father that effective communication is the cure to all confusion. So what does it mean to effectively communicate? I've got to be able to make a connection with my intended audience, the intended recipient of this communication piece. Have I connected with them in a way that they understand what it is I'm saying? I didn't say they agree. I said they understand what I'm saying. And that's really,
oh, I love
really
that.
Important.
I love that. And, you know, I was fortunate. Let me tell you, y'all listen up here. I was fortunate enough to be in one of those masterminds. It was 10 weeks. I committed to 10 weeks and it was amazing. That mastermind was the 15 invaluable laws of growth. And let me tell you, Laquita is an excellent facilitator. Yes. And she knows how to juggle is probably not the best word, but she knows how to engage with the group of people that she has to bring out the best in them. And I will tell you, during that mastermind, I was able to complete 2 books and launch this podcast. Now, I can't give Laquita all the credit, but let me tell you, that mastermind helped give me that extra push to do those things that were already spoken into my life. So Laquita, let me ask you this. In the 15 invaluable laws of growth, it's 15 of them. Which 2 spoke to you most? Which 2 have helped you most in your journey?
It has to be the law of intentionality. And for me, the next one would be the law of environment for me, because everything that I do has to be intentional. Even whether it's for pleasure, whether it's for work, whether it's for ministry, every move that I make has to be intentional, because with intentional moves produce productivity. Yes. And that's the goal, to be productive in the things that we do in our life. Whether it's self-care, which is for me personally, that self-care, I am intentional about that in my life, because I need to be able to show up healthy and whole and being able to give all that I need to give to every aspect of my life. And I can't do that without self-care. So I have to be intentional. And with the law of the environment, the people that I allow in my space and where I put them in my space is everything. Like, it is everything. Because if I'm being intentional, then that means I'm intentionally putting people in the right places. Those 2 things, those 2 laws to me work synergistically
together. That's good. You know, that's funny that you said the law of intentionality, because when I was going back through, one of mine was, the first one was the law of intentionality, showing up. And in the mastermind, we also talked about how we set up our day. And so you have to be intentional, but about the way that we set up our day. You know, the Bible says what we are to seek him early. Yes. We're to seek him early. Why seek him early? Because God directs our day. If we seek him at the end of the day, we've already created chaos.
Yes, yeah.
We missed it. Yes. Yes. So the law of intentionality. And then the second one for me, I like the law of modeling. And I talked about that as we started. And I will tell you that although things were spoken in my life, when I saw someone do it first, see, you're a trailblazer, girlfriend. You're a trailblazer. When I saw you do it and you do it consistently, then I was like, okay, I have someone to look to. That's why it's so important for anybody who's listening. It's so important for you to do that thing that God has given you to do. Whatever your purpose is in life, it's time for you to move and do that thing, because someone is waiting to model you. You are the hands and feet of Jesus. Go ahead, Laquita.
Yes, yes, yes. It's the scripture says that we're to mark the perfect man, right? What does that look like for you? That perfection or maturity, I'll say it like that, the maturity and the things that God has called you to do is absolutely that. We are modeling that so that other individuals who have a similar purpose, a similar call, can look to us as an earthly example of how to live out the mission and the mandate that's on their life. But if we don't do it, then how many people are we keeping on pause because we won't show up in the spaces where we're supposed to show up and do the things that we're doing. And the thing is, everybody who is looking to you, you won't know them. Like, you won't know them. You may not communicate. You won't have any idea. But we have to live our life in such a way that we are fulfilling Romans 8, and I believe it's 28, but you could correct me on that, y'all. I'm not a Bible scholar. But where in Romans 8, the scripture tells us that all of creation is groaning and awaiting in eager anticipation for the arrival of the sons of God. That's an everyday thing. Every day we need to arrive. Every day we need to show up so that Christ can be seen in us and through us. And people see Christ in us in so many different ways. What we're doing, and ministry isn't just in the four walls of the church. Ministry is everywhere that I go and in everything that I do. So me showing up to the best of my ability in the spaces that God has called me to be in, I'm ministering to somebody unaware. Because like even as you were saying before, you watched me show up in these spaces. I had no idea. We're currently continent apart. Like some continents apart. So I didn't know that until you told me. All I was trying to do was be the best that I could be to fulfill my God-given mission and to pursue my purpose with a passion. And that takes other people with us. Just like, you know, you're doing the things that God has called you to do, and other women and men are being, they're being motivated by it to rise up and do what God called them to do. So that law of modeling is important.
But let me tell you this, and I want to make sure that everybody who can't see me right now, I'm holding up the Bible. First and foremost, you need to get in the word and put in the work from the Bible so that you will know who to model. Yes. You know, you want to follow a man or a woman as they follow Christ. If they're not following Christ, you don't want to model them.
Come on now.
I'm just going to tell you that if they're not following Christ, you don't. That's care how successful they are. You can find a man or woman of God who's doing that exact same thing and they're successful. Model yourselves after them. Model yourselves after them.
Absolutely.
Because the reason you want to be in the word, the Bible says, study to show thyself approved so that we can rightly divide the word of truth. We don't want to just take somebody's word for it.
Yes.
See, we have to we have to check the person by the fruit. And you just don't want to follow somebody who's not living anything. And so, you know, I wouldn't look to LaQuita, because LaQuita and I, we've not just talked about business and podcasting. We've also talked about rearing children. And she gave me some good advice. Let me tell y'all, and I'm going to tell her right now. She gave me some good advice about what time I should put my daughter to bed. And because I'm set in my ways, I was like, oh, no. I'm not changing my time. No, the child is going to bed at 7:30. LaQuita said, no, you know, she's growing up. I don't think that's a good idea. You know, sis, you may want to give her 9:30. Well, I will tell you, I moved it to 8:30. And you know what time she gets in the bed on average? 9:30. Just like LaQuita said. You know, LaQuita, tell us how many children you have.
We bless God. Look, I have 5 adult children and 5 grandchildren.
And you know why I wanted LaQuita? Go ahead.
So it's just, no, I was saying just a little bit of experience, not much, just a teeny bit.
So the thing I want to tell you, and I brought that up, when wisdom speaks, listen. I only have one. She has a basketball team and some grandkids.
Girl, I tried to develop some power forwards in there.
While we're on the subject of parenting, tell us, because you do wear a lot of hats, tell us, how does parenting and business, how does that look for you?
That's a good question. And so in my now, what that looks like is God first, my husband, my children and grandchildren, and everything else gets in where it fits in. That wasn't always the case. There was a time in my life before I began to pursue entrepreneurship full time where I was extremely out of order. I was unbalanced and I didn't realize that I was unbalanced. And so I was putting God first and what I thought was God in the forms of the things and stuff that I did in quote, quote ministry before. And that tore some stuff up. And I thank God for I thank God for allowing me to have those growth moments, those learning lessons, so that when I did become an entrepreneur and having to put in the time and the hours, I did not do things out of balance. Whatever you're doing to earn money, and we're doing it as unto the Lord, like anything else in life, when we keep God's order, God keeps our business. And he will always cause it to prosper when we keep his order. But you said something very important. You won't know what that is if you have not been spending time in his word and getting to know him. God won't cause you to chase a dollar. He said, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Will he cause men to give into your bosom? He's giving you favor with himself and he'll give you favor with men. But you got to keep him first. And don't let the temptation of chasing that money cause you to chase the money. Because the money will come to you. It's going to come. The world calls it the law of attraction and magnetism.
Yes.
The Bible says, just obey me. Joshua 1, verse 7, 8 through 9. If you observe to do all that is written therein, then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. So that's that. Like, it's no magic solution. I keep God first and keep his order.
I love that.
And it works out.
Because, you know, Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And his righteousness.
Yes.
And all these things will be added unto
you. Yes.
All these things.
Unto you. Yes. Absolutely. 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 And it causes you to be so much less stressed when you keep God's order. Yes. I praise God that, you know, the invitations come for speaking engagements and coaching clients and all of these things. And even, you know, now in the virtual spaces are opening up more and more. But when I keep God's order and I keep him a priority, and my husband and my children, when I keep that triangle in order, what I have found is the people who are trying to put a demand on me, and that's a good thing. I'm not saying that in a negative way. The people who are putting a demand on me to show up in their spaces, they respect my boundary and my time. And they go with that and they don't argue. They don't push back. They don't, because my calendar is my calendar and they're happy to be on the calendar. So keeping first things first, and you'll see when we trust God in that, he'll take care of the rest.
You said that triangle, and at that base of the triangle, your foundation is God. That foundation.
Yes.
And I just want to speak to that right quick. Foundation. We must establish a solid foundation, because what you talked about, you spoke of things being out of balance. And then you allowed God to come in and to restructure you. And once you got on his plan, the calendar started blowing up. We thank God We thank God for that calendar blowing up. We thank God for the millions. We just going to go and call some things forth. We going to call the millions forth in Jesus' name.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. In Jesus' name. Absolutely. When I started to pursue intimacy with him on a greater level, the things that I need, Matthew 6 and 33, it's a principle. God is a God of principle. That's why he can reign on the just as well as the unjust, right? The unjust will prosper because they follow principles of wealth. They follow principles of finance. We as believers, so much so, should we follow those principles, not just in the obtaining and maintaining of wealth, but observe those principles for a healthy life, for a more robust and more fulfilling Christian life. When I follow those principles in my life and in my business, God has to fulfill his promises. But, you know, he's not man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He said it. He's going to do it. We just have to trust him to do it. He know what you need. He know what you need, and he's going to provide it. Yes, we have to trust him.
And so
we have to trust him.
Absolutely. Trusted him to restructure you. You talked a little bit about self-care earlier, but tell us some of the things that you do in your self-care regimen, because, you know, I'm big on self-care. I think self-care is a beautiful thing, and would love to know some things that you can share with us.
So for me, self-care is all about me, myself, and I. And it's not selfish. We as women, I think that we struggle with that because we've been taught and we see the lie of the woman being like the octopus with the many hats, and we don't get tired because, you know, you a godly woman and you no, I don't have to do nothing but stay black, die, and love Jesus. All the rest of that stuff, you're not going to put on me, Ricky Bobby. You're not doing that. You know, I'm human. So myself and self-care, if Jesus could take the time out for himself and go away in the quiet place alone, why can't I? Oh, yes, I can. He commanded me to do so. Amen. I'm going to do it. So at that time for me by myself every day before I start my day, especially us as entrepreneurs, when I realized the power that I had as an entrepreneur while orchestrating my day, I can purposely set my calendar not to cause me to interact with humans until I want to. That's because I don't have to do it any other way. So my first part of my day is the time that I spend with myself and spend in the presence of God in the morning, hot cup of coffee, hot tea, or whatever the case may be, my journal for my writing and whatever I'm going to read for that day. And I spend that time with me. And because I am an entrepreneur, I have the freedom to stay there until God releases me. If those of you that are not an entrepreneur and you have a 9 to 5 and you got to clock in, don't be late. God didn't do that to you. You just set the block of time and say, I might have to get up earlier in order to spend that time. But I spend that block of time with myself every day. It's non-negotiable. And because I need to time outside of my house, I do it outside of my house. And you say, well, I've had many people say, well, Laquita, that's not wisdom with your finance. No, it's wisdom with my finance. Because it's important. Me going out and getting that $3 cup of coffee every morning and spending that quality time with myself and with the Lord, that brings value to my household. It helps me to become a better person, and my husband is happy to factor that into the budget. Have you been to your morning spot today, Quasha? Oh, you need to go. Like, if I'm grumpy and didn't make it. The time that I take out for manicures, pedicures, I go on vacations. You know, the things that we do for self-care, we have to figure out the things that we need to pour back into us. If your budget says, okay, Laquita, I can't go out on a vacation, but can you go to the park? Can you schedule some time off to where you're not going to deal with the stresses of family or whatever, whatever that looks like for you? But my daily self-care, I have that time with myself in the morning and that time with myself at the end of my evening so that I can then unload and unwind and de-stress so that I can sleep well. Those special times of the manicures, pedicures, going to the spa, you know, taking a girl trip with my friends, it's necessary. Like, I'm going to Tennessee in April. I'm happy about it. Going to a prayer retreat. I'm happy about it. Like, and that's for me to pour back into me. So, you know, those of you that are listening, figure out what that looks like for you. Commit to it and make it non-negotiable.
The thing I like that you said was you're intentional about your self-care. Intentional.
Yeah.
So intentional that you block mm-hmm. off time in the mornings and you block off time at night. Mm-hmm. And because you are an entrepreneur,
yes.
you told us what that looked like. You have a lot of flexibility. But you also gave a model mm-hmm. or a block for those who work 9 to 5. That, hey, you have to prepare just like you would prepare your clothes for the next day for work. You have to prepare and be intentional mm-hmm. about time for self-care. Oh, yes, it can be done. It can yes. be done.
It can be done. You just have to be intentional about it. That law of intentionality will bless everybody. We have to be intentional about taking care of ourselves and know that it's not selfish. It's the most selfless thing that you can do, because if I'm not healthy and 100%, how can I be all that I need to be for the people that I love? So you have to take care of you so that you could be better equipped to show up for the people that
so
you love.
We have about 5 minutes. Boy, has time gone by quickly. And so what I would like to know in, you know, about 2.5 minutes, tell us what's upcoming for you.
So I have, thanks for asking. That's great. I have a mastermind coming up. Everyone communicates, few connect. And I also have a book release coming. My first solo book project is coming up in May. Excuse me. It's coming up in May. But the promos for that will be coming out very, very soon. The book is called Redefining Success, 8 Tools All right. to a Growth Mindset. So I'm really excited about that. Those two things that are coming up, February is the mastermind, May is the book. And also in May, I will have another mastermind starting as well. And that mastermind is I'm redoing 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth in yes. May as well.
If you can get in on that one, you know, once this episode is released in the notes, any scriptures that we use will be in the notes section for this episode, as well as how you can contact Laquita Monley, how you can try to get in these masterminds. It will change your life. It truly will change your life. And I'm not saying that I'm not getting paid to say this. I'm not saying that because I heard this. I'm saying this from experience. And in the last 2.5 minutes or 3 minutes, what would you leave the listeners with? Take us home.
What I would leave the listeners with is really just a recap of what we've been saying. It's very important to know who you are so that you can know who you are. When you have those two things working in your life, and that's your solid foundation, those set you up to understand your purpose and give clarity on how to pursue your purpose with a passion. In order for this life to be fulfilling in every area, we must pursue purpose with a passion. But to do that, you got to know whose you are and who you are, and always stay connected to the vine through the word. So pursue purpose with a passion, know God, listen, and you will know you.
Drops mic. I just want to slap my mic out of the way. Drops mic. You know what, LaQuita? It has been so refreshing to have you on this podcast. Not only that, for you to be my first guest, I'm indeed grateful. I'm honored to have you here in this space with me. And I'm glad that we could do it before you blow up, you know, before you don't have time to come on podcast, you know? So I'm glad I can say I knew you when, and then, you know, as the millions come, woo, I'm going to get on the podcast some more and be like, woo, you know, and then I'll be scheduling with your agent. But I thank and praise God. I thank and praise God for your life and for all that he's doing in your life and all that he will continue to do. We're going to have to do this again soon. Let's not make it later than sooner. And so you say you have a book release in May. So yeah, I look to have you back in the month of May.
Hey, we'll set the date and I'll be here. It's been an honor and a privilege. Thank you so much for having me as your first guest, man. You know, I'm going to say the same thing before you blow up, because the value that you're bringing, oh, it's amazing, sis. Amazing. It is amazing. This this 1 million downloads is coming in real soon, name. In Jesus' name, like rapidly. Yes.
I think it was just
rapidly.
I think it was Jacayla Carter that says, what, greater is coming. Greater is coming.
Yes.
And I even want to say that to those who are listening. if you sit back and you listen to this and you take these pointers, especially starting with the word of God, and then you take the nuggets that LaQuita has dropped during this session, greater is coming. God bless you all. Thank you for hanging out with us in this space. Continue to listen and share with your friends.